Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning, following up on a wild Phillies-Dodgers series. And most of it was very, very good. Now, obviously not the end yesterday. We'll talk about it. But the Phillies win 3-4 in L.A. That was good. We'll also, of course, put a bow on the 76ers' failed season and the press conference that happened after our show on Friday. More on the Eagles, the upcoming season, the schedule as well. All of it here with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
People can suffer from a psychological disorder called boanthropy that makes them believe that they are a cow. They try to live their life as a cow.
Yeah, here's the problem with that fact. I'm suffering from the fact you didn't even greet me with a hello. Like, what am I, not worthy?
Throw right in there, huh?
I mean, I don't get like a, hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, John.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, buddy?
It was
hi.
It was a fantastic weekend.
Good.
It was.
Wow! Look at that!
Look at that!
Right,
dude. The world is looking up. The Phillies are looking up.
Positive
that
John
of,
today.
That
love
colors
it.
Everything else. I'm excited about the way that this offense is looking.
Yeah, look, they obviously are playing better. Look, terrific job by the Phils, and we want to hear from everyone on all these topics. We're going to cover the gamut today, 215-592-9494. Great job by the Phils. Now, I focus much more on the positives of the three wins than the negative of the frustrating ninth inning yesterday. And it was frustrating, and losing the lead and the whole deal. But big picture, great job by the Phils. Now, coming from the 76ers debacle, we needed it.
Yeah.
We needed this from the Phillies. It's important for our sports psyche. It's important for our sports heart. And the Phillies, to a large extent, really came through this weekend, which is great to see. Now, let me be very clear. I'm not going to do a whole song and dance about how the Phils definitively turned the corner. This proves they're good. This season here, now they're going to take it from here and off they go. Like, I'm not there, all right? Because I need to see a lot more good before I truly believe. But this was, John, a nice weekend and certainly does provide a springboard at a time considering the debacle of the 76ers. We needed it.
This was a real shot in the arm for me. Yeah, I know we were 5-2. I know it was a heartbreaker yesterday. The way I look at this, you know, the game we lost in Seattle was bogus. That was a great start from Aaron Nola, and somehow they dribbled their way to a 5-4 win. That could have been a win. We know yesterday could have been a win.
No question.
They could have gone undefeated on this road swing. A West Coast trip coming home 7-0. I know that's not what happened, but they played well enough for that to be reasonable, for that to be possible.
I agree.
You know how amazing that is compared to where I was with this team? I was close to being, you know, despondent, to where it was like, oh, man, another hopeless feeling type of year. And, you know, Bryce is hurt and things just aren't going. And we got Schwarber, looks like a bust, like all that stuff going through my head. And then this was beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice.
This has become, and by the way, this offense quietly has rounded out into one of the best offenses in baseball. One of the best offenses in baseball. We scored 50 runs on that trip. 50 runs, Joe.
And a lot of them were against the Dodgers, who were a great pitching
team. Think about
that. I know.
We batted .287. Up for the trip.
Yeah.
As a team, we batted .287. 14 home runs. .857 OPS. Think about that. How about the fact that the Phillies have the best offense in baseball based on OPS.
That's amazing.
Based on slugging percentage.
Number one in the whole sport?
We are 750 OPS as a team. We have a .431 slugging percentage as a team. We've scored 172 runs.
John did some research, ladies and gentlemen.
Third, man. That is third in Major League Baseball. And the Angels and the Dodgers are ahead of us.
Can I ask you a question?
That's pretty nice company. Hold on.
Yeah.
The way I look at this is our offense has finally come into its own. They're finally feeling it. We're going to get Bryce back better and healthier after this shot. He will be better, and we know he's amazing. We learned what we need on this trip. Everything's more clarified. The Achilles heel the past couple years has been the bullpen. We thought the bullpen had been addressed. We thought it was fixed. We thought it was better. It's still not good enough.
Well, quite clearly, yeah.
And they can make some changes there. I mean, they can add. They are willing to spend. They will buy help in the bullpen. I feel like that is a fixable area that we will come. We have a path. We have a path to the postseason. We have an offense that other teams are drooling over, other fans are drooling over, and we know what ails us.
Let me ask this question, and John, I'll ask this to you, but I'll ask it by extension to everyone at 215-592-9494. After seeing what they did this past week, and specifically against one of the, if not the best team in baseball, in the Dodgers, John, do you think the Phillies have turned the corner?
Yep, sure do. They have turned the corner. And I am thrilled. I mean, it just feels like summer's getting started.
Well, it does. So, you know, I'll say this. I feel a bit of a conundrum here because, like John, I'm excited, clearly. I mean, again, guys, really frustrating they lost that, you know, ninth inning, gave up the lead. By the way, quick aside, the first pitch was a strike, and it was called a ball, and it changed the entire at bat.
How about that,
changed
Joe?
Changed the entire at bat. Don't robo-ump me.
Hey,
I'm not in the mood for
robo-ump fixes our problems to some degree, too. There so many occasions.
By the way, I
so
also,
many occasions this weekend where you are holding baseball back. You, Joe DeCamera, are holding Major League Baseball back.
One other little aside. Who was the right fielder in the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth last night? Yesterday afternoon. I can't remember which player it was. Obviously,
Castellanos.
I guess it was Castellanos. Yeah. I kind of wish he had run into that fool fan of L.A. that had his glove dangling down.
Oh,
if he
but that was after he passed.
No, look, the guy pulled it back probably in time. But if Castellanos had run into that guy's arm, maybe he gets an interference and the player has to stop him. That guy's an idiot, by the way. I'm not talking about Castellanos. That fan, his team is within like 3 seconds of winning the game, and he's got his arm down there dangling around where the ball is.
Yeah,
what a fool. All right, that aside. Obviously, I'm pumped up with what the Phillies did. I'm not where John is, where it's like, all right, it's all on. In the words of Penny Lane, it's all happening. It might all be happening, but I'm not convinced yet. I'm convinced the Phillies are going to hit a lot this year. I mean, John's stats that he's rolling out and what the Phillies have done now for, I guess it's about 6 or so weeks into the season, offensively it has been impressive. And they really tagged the Dodgers pitching. I mean, they really tagged their pitching. I will say, though.
Slowed down a little bit yesterday after the second.
It did. And again, man, Nola, that guy, I can't even begin to imagine. I mean, you lose count of how many times they have blown games in which he I'm talking over the last 3 or 4 years, in which he has left the game with the lead. He leaves yesterday after 7. They're up 4-2.
Oh, he was nasty.
Familia
yesterday.
Gives up the 1 in the 8th. It's just, I feel like Aaron Nola could have, it's got to be 25 extra wins over the last 4 years if they'd ever closed out the kind of games he set him up with. All that aside, the bullpen is an issue. I mean, it's great, John, that the hitting has really impressed, and it has. But when I look at this team, part of what pulls me back from being where you are this morning, saying they turned the corner, is we know that this bullpen has cost them playoff berths at least twice,
okay,
and might again.
It might, and I feel secure in the knowledge that Dave Dombrowski will address it. And
you say that every single year.
Okay.
And they never address it
this
enough.
Year. We paid across the luxury threshold. Like this year, he absolutely is going to pay more. And by the way, I think you can re-strategize, rearrange some guys and put take what we have and make it even better. You know, like right now we've seen Knebel sort of blow up a couple times.
Couple times, yep.
We've seen Sir Anthony get in there and shut it down. But he's in a, you know, he's the high-leverage guy, yep, where he goes an inning and it's usually like 8th. And then he's out.
Alvarado had a disaster that they overcame earlier in the series, but he had a disaster inning.
He worries all of us. But now you got Familia and Alvarado, who are both like potential blow-ups. And Knebel, yeah. I don't trust him much either.
Well,
but it is better than what we've had the last couple years. It is improved. There is talent there, and they will add more. And then this team, man, think about it.
All right, look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Your reaction to this weekend's Phillies-Dodgers series, what stood out to you? Do you feel, as John has, that the Phillies have turned the corner? By the way, the standings, looked it up this morning. Phillies officially 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. Now, that's the third wild card, which I knew right from the beginning of the year was going to keep them in it pretty much the whole way. I mean, it wasn't like the Phillies were going to be 10 or 15 games below 500. They should be. They really should be at a minimum. A minimum of 500 type team. And of course we expected that they'd be more than a 500 team. So they're going to be in this deep into September. Opportunity is ripe for the picking. I mean, my God, as bad as they played in the first month to still only be 2.5 games out. It goes to show you that baseball is helping teams like the Phillies who can play average to be in it longer. We want to see them play better than average. Lately they have.
They didn't. Yeah. They
lately
were,
they
were
have.
Way above
and I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. Credit to a couple guys. Castellanos, year one with the Phillies, he is really hitting. Bryce Harper is playing this year just like he did last year.
How about that?
How about that, John? So it is amazing how I am not ever allowed to give Bryce Harper a compliment without John saying, how about that, Joe?
Weren't you raising concern last week about Bryce's performances?
Well, I mean, you were too about 2 weeks ago. And then also, I got to tell you, man, Segura's hitting a lot also. He's hitting a lot.
Segura's hitting .309 right now.
He's doing a lot of what he did last year. I mean, he pretty
Segura's
much
had six home runs this year already.
And a bunch just in the last.
And he's flying around the bases. You know, the whole hustle thing. Like,
man.
Remember that whole thing?
Yeah, I remember.
Like, he's been great.
And playing a great second base, too.
Good second base. Stole third a couple days ago.
Camargo is awesome defensively.
Well, the double play they had, the unbelievable. All right, so look, let's go to the phones. Obviously, we wish they had won yesterday.
That's another thing. What? Everyone's saying, "Oh, this defense—they'll never be good." That's going to be the biggest problem for this team. This weekend, the defense was excellent. This weekend, the defense helped us win these games against the Dodgers.
Yeah, but I can also make the case
we made plays, man. We made plays when we had to, and they were not easy plays to make.
Yeah, I didn't like
it. It was a high level of difficulty, and we were still up to the task.
Castellanos had a weak throw from right that hurt them. Schwarber's got a horrible arm.
Talking about the throw on the last play last night?
I think it was the one earlier in the inning when the ball got roped down there. Look, let's go to the phones. There's a lot to say about the Phils. We want to hear from you, your reaction to the Phils series. We'll get into the Sixers. We'll get into the Eagles with the schedule as well. Do you think the Phillies have turned the corner? 215-592-9494. John in Medford kicks us off. Hello, John.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was going to sing today, but they lost yesterday. So it has to be a win, I told my wife, or I'll sing High Hopes.
There you go. I'll tell you what, could you imagine if in the first month and a half of the season that the Phillies had 2 4-game sweeps of teams?
Yeah, I would have no voice left.
It almost happened.
But anyhow, I've got to tell you, the defense really tightened up, man.
They've played better. Yep.
And I'll tell you what, you know what the key to it is? If they can keep Segura on second base without moving him all around, that's the key. When he stays at... He's got a great relay on the double play ball. And I'll tell you another thing, too. This and the defense in general, we were being knocked before the season. Knocked. You know, Castellanos and Schwarber, they have they're tough getting the balls. They're slow, their arms. But, you know, Castellanos has only made 2 errors this year. You know, so.
He's been
and
great.
He's hitting. Although I noticed that he was hitting over 300 and that dipped under 300. So I think he likes hitting at home. But anyway, this is a big accomplishment for the Phillies. And I just say the future's looking up because, like I said, if we can get Moniak back into the picture because Odubel.
He's got to be good, though, John.
What's that?
He's got to be good. I mean, obviously, Moniak's going to get a chance to play a lot if he proves he should. I mean, out of the gate, he's going to get a shot whenever he's ready. But just know this. I am not convinced on Mickey Moniak till I see it for multiple weeks of this guy proving that he's pretty good.
And spring training
doesn't count.
it doesn't. But when we were leaving for this road trip, Girardi got saved by this road trip. He was saved.
Well, I'll tell you this, John. He might have been. I mean, look, before this road trip, you know, there were a lot of us calling for him to be fired, myself included. And, I mean, honest to God, I was calling for him to be fired a couple days before the road trip even began. The sequencing here is escaping me a bit. But there was, you know, he survived. I guess it was when they had those 2 off days because of the rain. So they had the horrible game. What was it on Thursday? Yeah. So I thought Friday morning, 2 Fridays ago, he could get zipped that day. He did not. He survives that series. They go out west, and you're right. You can make a case that this road trip might have saved Joe Girardi. Let's go to Rick in Deptford. Hello, Rick.
Hey, let me take you off speaker.
You got it, Rick. Talk to us, my man. What do you got for us after that Philly series?
I am so – you know, Girardi's got to go. This man, the way he uses his bullpen, has he ever played baseball in his life? He's got starters. They're doing great. Let him go an extra inning or two. This stupid idiot idea that a pitcher can't go up past 100 pitches. He has no bullpen. Why is he pulling out a pitcher that's doing well to put in his bullpen one by one by one? He's going to come across one of them and that's going to have a bad game. You know, these wins, these five wins, he's lucky he got those five wins because two of those wins only were because the Phillies outscored the other team.
Well, they outslugged them, yeah.
The other teams were coming back.
So, Rick, hold on. Let's take it one by one here. Are you saying that Aaron Nola should have been given the eighth inning yesterday?
Yes. Yes. Don't depend on Familia. And then you have to depend on your closer. You've got two guys that you have to depend on holding on a two-run lead.
Yeah.
Let Nola go.
I can't say it's a fine line.
It's a fine line.
He was at 108.
Yeah, 108 pitches. And remember, these pitchers, their arms have they've just come to where they're stretched out, and you know they can go 100 pitches. Like, this is new stuff. He's being a little bit conservative, but I'd prefer that to the alternative where you try to stretch a guy out and he ends up having an injury from it. I felt okay about the way Aaron Nola was pulled. I feel bad for Aaron Nola, just that this team doesn't seem to do quite enough when he's on the mound. That game in Seattle was horrendous. Should have been a win, 5-4 loss. Aaron Nola has pitched great this last, I don't know, three games, four games.
And he still only has one win to show for it. Was he 1-4, I think?
He's got one win on the season.
I think the Phillies are 1-7, and it starts this season, which is unbelievable.
Wow. James, I don't know how you look up. I guess it's in there somewhere in that internet thing. How many times they've blown leads for him over the last 4 years or so. But I'd be fascinated to know the number. It's got to be a high number, man.
They've blown a lot, it feels like.
A lot. Now, this is not to say that Aaron Nola is definitively the old Aaron Nola, and he's truly, like, I don't know. I got to see more of Nola to know. He's done a pretty good job out of the gates this year.
Man, it looks good.
It looks pretty good.
The way he's controlling the fastball.
He's had his own issues before over the last couple of years. I mean, let's not act like he didn't revert to average form himself.
Sure.
But he, to his credit, has pitched above average this year, and they just have this unbelievable knack of losing games in which he pitches good.
He's really rising up through the ranks in terms of, like, all-time Phillies strikeouts. He's got to be up near the top of the league.
It's also not a hard number. Phillies don't have that many pitchers to pitch for them for 10 years. I mean, they just don't have that many good pitchers. They got the top four or five guys historically, and then after that, it's a big drop-off. Let's go to Dan in Northeast Philadelphia. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
So, real quick, I want to go back to last Friday. I know it was rough for all of us, so it definitely warranted postponing the Beat the Hammer, but I don't think it should have been canceled. So, Joe, I think you should have to do a doubleheader this week, in my opinion.
Hey, maybe he does that count as a forfeit by Joe?
Oh, boy.
It's against either a forfeit his record? Or a doubleheader, one or the other. I mean, it's a second-round exit like usual.
Maybe
so
both.
Dan, let me ask you the question. Speaking of a doubleheader, who's the Hall of Famer that said, let's play two?
I have no idea, Dan.
Yeah.
I'm not the hammer.
Come on, Dan. I mean, Dan, I don't know. I mean, so, Dan, you and me right now, five questions. I'm taking this guy on.
Well, then you would get the W.
100% absolutely. I would get the W. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to boast about. You know what I mean?
Unless I threw it like the Black Sox. Do you know what team the Black Sox were, Dan?
Look at Joe flexing.
Hold on. I want to see if Dan in Northeast Philadelphia knows what team the Black Sox were.
It was the White Sox.
Okay, good. All right, just making sure. I mean, my next question to you is going to be, who's Babe Ruth? But, all right, so you got that covered. All right, Dan, what's your reaction to what we saw this weekend?
Okay, so real quick, let me get into it. I think that Castellanos had a poor series. So if he picks up his play, I can't imagine what this offense can become. But I can't put any trust into this team, and that's just from years past. I know it's a new year, new team, but I'm so used to seeing this, and then they go lose, you know, 3 out of 4 to, like, a team like Detroit or Cincinnati. So I don't want to get too revved up. I mean, it was nice to see, but I don't want to make too much of it. Really, I want to jump into the Sixers.
Go ahead, man. Yeah, for sure.
Them bringing Doc back is just – it's unreal to me.
Yeah.
He's so passive-aggressive with everything he says. And it's just like, is that going to be addressed by anybody? Is that going to be addressed by Josh Harris? Or can anybody in the media call him out on it, like on his relationship with the fans?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's at the point you almost can't even critique his coaching because you end up, you know, talking about the ridiculous things he says.
Well, so couple things. I was disappointed that there was not a question to Daryl Morey in the press conference the other day about why he and Josh Harris, as the boss of Doc Rivers, permits Doc Rivers to behave that way. I was very disappointed that question wasn't asked. And we're going to have to probably wait, I would think, a long time until either Daryl Morey or Josh Harris takes a podium setting again to be asked such a question. So it's a really frustrating reality as a Sixers fan to know that the head coach thinks, I mean, honest to God, he just thinks so little of us and our sports culture.
Oh, yeah, and Joe, I'm with you. It makes it like almost rooting for the team. Like, it's hard because he's so unlikable. Even with Brett Brown or even Joe Girardi, like, I have, you know, my questions at the time, but it was coaching that I was questioning, not the person. And it's just like, I just don't like this guy. I don't like him.
Dan, I appreciate the phone call. It's an interesting distinction he makes there, and I agree with it. As frustrated as we've been with Girardi, and certainly we have been at various junctures, and as frustrated as we got with Brett Brown, the reality is I found Brett Brown as a person totally rootable. I mean, here's a guy who would slog through the process and always seemed to have a cheerful disposition. And Joe Girardi, while really annoying with some of his maneuvers sometimes, for the most part, I think presents himself as a really good guy. I want Joe Girardi to succeed. It's just the Doc Rivers thing, man. It's a whole different world. I'll ask this Twitter poll question of the day. We'll throw it out right now. Do you agree with the 76ers' decision to bring Doc Rivers back for another season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And certainly we want to hear from you on the phone lines. Look, I know most people are going to totally disagree with this. Talk to us. 215-592-9494. The decision of Josh Harris and Daryl Morey to retain Doc Rivers. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you hate it times 10? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We'll discuss that. We'll wrap up the Sixers season. We'll move to the Eagles schedule more. Plus the Phils. A really impressive weekend. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Man, it still hurts a lot that the Sixers lost and the way they lost. And what an era-defining loss it feels like it might prove to be. Now, we're not sure yet. The Sixers still have an opportunity here in the next couple of years. Joel's still young enough, but man, they had a prime opportunity, and they flat-out blew it. 215-592-9494. Again, if you want to weigh in on the Twitter poll question of the day, Sixers' decision to keep Doc Rivers, you can do that. Philly's reaction to the four-game series, they went 3-4 against the Dodgers. They went 5-7 out west. They come back off today, home game tomorrow. So a very successful West Coast trip by the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Abington. What's up, Tom?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, fellas, how we doing today? Sorry, I'm out of breath. Are you just hanging with Daryl Morey?
Yeah, I figured this was a Daryl Morey.
What was that? Holy mackerel. Yeah. I would have loved to have been hanging with Daryl Morey because I'd ask him what the hell he's thinking by bringing back that pompous ass of a coach.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't like the decision one bit, man. I will say this, Tom. I think there is a and I'm just spitballing here. I still think there's a chance Doc leaves on his own. And that was a cover by the Sixers for the unknown if Doc wants to tap out if he gets the Lakers job.
The only thing that I can go off of is that they never tell the truth. So hopefully that's the case here.
Well, I'll tell you this. He certainly didn't tell the truth when he talked about James Harden being a great player. I mean, are you kidding me?
So Joel Embiid, this is how I see him up to this point in his career. I see him as a transcendent, generational, regular season player. Because in the playoffs, there's two things that always seem to occur with him. Injury, which, okay, whatever. I understand things were not in his control this year, but it's always something.
There was illness.
Right. He had illness, broken orbital bones, knees, backs, whatever. But then you also have the way he's played in the playoffs. Like the way teams just collapse on him with the triple team. I thought we were past that.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it is cause for pondering. It is a different look in Joel.
No question.
And if we have Joel for all, you know, six games, I feel pretty certain.
Healthy, Joel.
Yeah, I feel good about our chances in that series. You know, when you go down in a 0-2 hole, because in large part Joel's not there, it is a recurrent theme.
Every year, John, every year. Now the Phillies,
and it can't just be bad luck. It has to be something more than that.
Well, it's a pattern, so.
Yeah.
But with the Phillies, I think the last 2 weeks has shown us that come trade deadline, we need to bolster our bullpen. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, and then, Tom, there's this argument, because, you know, I've said this before about the Phillies. How about pre-trade deadline? I don't mean two days before. I mean, how about 2 months before?
How about tomorrow?
Yeah, how about today? Yeah. Right, exactly. that's the thing. It's like, you know, sometimes I feel, and Tom, good call. I appreciate it, man. Sometimes, John, I feel – And I get the argument against, not that there's anyone would disagree with me, but the problem is most teams are still trying to win right now. I mean, there's probably only three or four teams that know for sure they're not going to make the playoffs. By the way, Cincinnati Reds are one of them. What's their record right now, James?
I think they have like 6 wins, 7 wins, something like that. It's not good.
They started 3-21, right?
They started 3-21, yeah. Then
John, they lost the game yesterday in which their pitcher pitched a no-hitter.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah,
okay.
Eighth time in the history of baseball.
So,
that's pretty phenomenal.
All right, so the Reds, you know, could be the type of team you scoop up a reliever from soon, real soon. But most of these teams with 3 wild cards, you know, they don't want to trade yet. They don't want to tell their fan base who they're trying to convince to buy tickets that, hey, we're raising the white flag May 16th. And that's what leads to, you know, trades happening late July instead of mid-May when you could use the help for the extra 2 months. Okay. Because while we are excited that the Phillies are playing better, and they are in it, they are still also on the outside looking in. They're 2.5 games out of a playoff spot.
Okay.
Right,
and it's early. And look, I don't understand how you're not more excited. I don't understand how you have doubt that this team is,
I think the Sixers
going to be where it needs to be. That we're on we're on the way. Let's just think back to what's been accomplished in the last week, Joe.
Yep.
We 10-hit Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer.
Yep.
Think about that. We then went. We should not have lost the game we lost up in Seattle because Nola was awesome.
Yep.
So, you know, that is what it is. We were dreading playing in L.A., playing that Dodgers team. We're saying, holy cow, look at Buehler, 1.96 ERA. Holy cow, Urias, 1.88 ERA. And we just bombed them.
Yep.
Our offense is phenomenal. And we're not even hitting on all cylinders. So – We have identified in this last week, it has solidified in my mind, and I'm sure in Dave Dombrowski's mind and everyone in that organization, that things look like we will compete. Our offense is among the best in the league. The numbers prove that out. We can
hang with anybody because our offense is so good. And if we address this bullpen issue, which is addressable, which is certainly something like in terms of the things in baseball that you would want to be a little light, that you can make a few moves and immediately have an impact. Like, I would say bullpen is one of them.
So
you
can
grab these guys.
You make a convincing – well, I don't say convincing. You make a compelling case.
That Dodgers team, before we played them, they were 10-2 at home. And we just went in there. We should have swept them.
All right, tell me if you follow this math equation. I'm going to apply math to sports. The Sixers playoffs equal the Phillies regular season? Not good enough. What I'm talking about is my heart and my mind as a Philadelphia sports fan and whether I can be convinced to buy in fully. And my answer is no, because how many times have I geared up for a Phillies regular season to try to make the playoffs? How many times have I geared up for the Sixers, who we knew were going to make the playoffs, to actually do something in the playoffs? Eerily similar. Granted, the Sixers have been better because they make the playoffs and they are typically one of the 6 to 8 best teams in basketball. The Phillies certainly have not been in baseball. But my point is, I love your passion, John. I want to believe in the Phillies to the same extent that you are expressing. I am encouraged by what we saw. I'm just telling you, at 17 and 18, I'm not prepared to get fully sucked back in to a heart that fully believes. That's just my mindset. I'm just being honest with you. Because I've been fooled so many times by the Phillies and by the Sixers. I am encouraged, but I am not convinced. 215-592-9494. We'll ask everyone the question. Do you think the Phillies have turned the corner? I mean, they have played a lot better lately. Do you think they have turned the corner? 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Robert right now in Germantown. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great, Robert.
Think about this for a second. I've watched a lot of great playoff games over the weekend. These guys could have been 76ers. Giannis, Devin Booker, Jalen Brunson, Jason Tatum.
Yep.
We could have drafted all those guys.
Sure could have.
During the process. We got, you know who we got, Okafor and Noel and Markelle Fultz. I mean, this starts with the ownership, goes down to the management, goes down to the coach, goes down to the mix of players we have. The only two good players out of 13 first-round picks, Maxey and Embiid.
Yeah.
Some of the guys aren't even in the league anymore we drafted.
Correct.
I mean, come on. That's ownership. Our ownership stinks. Management, he's delusional. Really? Harden is still a good player in today's Philadelphia Inquirer. That's a headline in the sports section. Come on. How much insulting to our intelligence do we have to take from these guys?
Listen, Robert, he went way too far in his praise of Harden. And I understand he can't totally dog the guy for two reasons. One, Harden probably will be back. And two, there's a chance if Harden's not back, there's a good chance it's because the Sixers trade him. And so you don't want your general manager dogging the player at a press conference before you try to make that trade. But Daryl Morey went too far in his praise of James Harden in a way that, frankly, I thought was insulting to our basic intelligence.
Exactly. And then the arrogance and pomposity of again, we saw nothing but great coaching and team play, the way the Celtics played. It was brilliant. Look at the way you knocked off Phoenix, for God's sakes. Dallas tore them apart in their own court in game 7.
Robert, I share your immense frustration and pain, man. This one really hurt this year.
It did. And going forward, I don't know, guys. We're really in a bad place. We don't have any real first-round picks going forward. We blew our 13 years of great picks for nothing, really, except Embiid and Maxey.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to get anybody to come to Philadelphia. I mean, I'm not excited about next year. I think it's going to be a grim, grim year.
Here's the one good thing, and I'll push back on you. It's not going to be grim. I mean, when you have Joel Embiid and you have Tyrese Maxey and you have – to some extent, either Harden or Tobias, I mean, it's not going to be grim. You're going to have probably at least a 47, 48-win team, probably a 50-win squad. I mean, you know, if Joel stays healthy, the big guy probably gets you to 50 wins. It's not grim. It's just probably you're going to be spinning that hamster wheel of a similar scenario of good but not good enough. 215-592-9494. Hey, we have to give away today a pair of tickets. That Phil's Giants game coming up June 1st. in about 2 weeks. It's a 6 o'clock game. Tickets are available at Phillies.com. It is Top Gun night, and we're going to be headed down to the ballpark, and you can join us. We're going to have 30 listeners with us. One grand prize winner, by the way, will win the opportunity to be in a photograph with Top Gun Maverick star Miles Teller. So a lot of good stuff here going on. And again, you got to win, obviously, as is the case pretty much every day on our show, by way of a question today. John, let me throw this one at you and Seltzer and everyone, because Top Gun obviously is a sequel finally about to happen. I mean, guys, it's just about as long as you can possibly go. From the mid-80s to 2022, over 35 years, it's incredible. By the way, Avatar is also coming out with a sequel. And in 2 years, Dirty Dancing is coming out with a sequel.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what that's going to entail, and I don't quite get it, because obviously we all know Patrick Swayze died. So I can't imagine it's going to be good. But apparently there's a Dirty Dancing sequel in a couple years. I want to hear, John, from you. I want to hear from Seltzer and everyone at 215-592-9494. What movie would you like to see a sequel made of? Now, think of it this way. A lot of great movie sequels occur. Cool. And then another, and then another, and then another. And, okay, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. We know that many of the popular movies there are sequels of. We also know there are many popular movies there are not sequels of. Get creative with us. Give us a great answer of a movie that should have a sequel. Whoever provides what we determine to be the best answer today, you're going to win the tickets to the Phillies-Giants game. We're all going to be hanging together at Citizens Bank Park June 1st. John Ritchie, a movie that you'd like to see a sequel of.
I loved True Lies.
Oh, my God, that was going to be my answer.
Really?
I can't believe you did that. I'm not even getting... What a random one we were
That
gonna,
is random.
If it were made today, there'd be like five
random.
True Lies. I'm so with you, dude.
It was like my favorite movie.
It was fun.
It came out, and it was like, holy cow, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a spy.
Yeah.
And it works.
And his wife thinks
Curtis
he's a dud.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just, I don't know, why didn't it have a sequel? What happened there? James Cameron directed the
Oh, was
thing.
That James Cameron?
Yeah, it's James Cameron.
Oh,
really?
Yep.
I think
really?
It might be because Titanic came next.
He took over into Titanic.
And Titanic, like, took forever.
Sure.
So it just, I don't know, if there were plans, they just got put on the back burner.
All right, so Seltzer,
but it's a mistake.
You were thinking the same thing.
I was literally going to say True Lies.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
All right, let me give everyone a movie that I think it would have been an incredible sequel. Now, to be clear, it would have been a totally different type of movie. James, tell me if you're vibing with this answer. It is a sequel, I mean a totally different version of a different type of movie. It would be a sequel to The Usual Suspects.
Ooh.
And the name of the movie would be The Hunt for Kaiser Soze.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
And
right.
The movie would have to start with Chaz Palminteri going to his boss and saying, let me tell you something. This Kaiser Soze guy, I got to come clean. I just had him in my office. I just let him go.
Yeah, it can start right at the end of the last one.
And I just realized that he's Kaiser Soze. He literally walks back into the building. He tells his boss, and the movie is The Hunt for Kaiser Soze.
Love it.
It'd be an amazing movie, right? Usual Suspects 2.
You know, I've only seen that one time.
Well, you should see it again.
It's a great theater.
You should see it again.
I don't have much recollection.
Oh, it's tremendous. All right, everyone hit us up, 215-592-9494. For whatever reason, give us a movie that you'd like to see a sequel of, and whatever we determine to be the best answer by the end of the show, you will win the tickets to the Phillies-Giants game June 1st. We'll all head down there together. Let's talk to Robert right now in Glen Olden. Hello, Robert.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Robert.
Listen, I think I got a haymaker for the sequel.
Okay.
I've been a bridesmaid. I haven't been a bride yet for these tickets. I think I have a shot with this one. But before I get to that,
yep.
I got to kind of excuse Girardi a little bit. Now, people might complain about how we got to the lead in the ninth inning. Maybe we could have had a bigger lead. One thing I kind of disagree with, I heard a little bit on the morning show when I was going into work, was why did the Harper get the shot yesterday? Why couldn't he get the shot today? With just capping off, you know, shot to sweep the Dodgers, one of what, top two or three teams in baseball? I mean, we were imposing our will.
Well,
on them
yeah. So, Rob, remember this. They're also trying to utilize today's off day as a way to have him minimize how many games he misses.
Yeah, would you rather have him miss the game and the next year is coming up, or capping off a chance to sweep the Dodgers? I would have held off another day and had him available for.
But how do you know if he takes the shot, if he has the PRP injection today, how do you know he doesn't miss, like, Wednesday's game?
Now you're right.
And now he misses Tuesday and Wednesday this week.
Yeah, and you got a series now against the Padres, who are right there neck and neck with the Dodgers. Pretty
Robert, it didn't bother. Look, I know some people were bothered by it. I heard, you know, the morning show talking about it. You can make the case he plays in yesterday's game and then gets it at 6 o'clock last night LA time. I guess you can make that case, but
that was my gut. I wished he could have gotten it after the game, but we don't know what the schedule looks like for the doctor himself.
The doctor
be doing the
not
injection.
To mention Robert, the team's about to get on a plane. Maybe they don't want to flip him on a plane 30
That's
minutes.
A great point.
30
That's
minutes
a great
after
point.
A PRP injection.
Great point, Joe.
They can provide another plane for him. I think the owner's got enough money. He can get him another way to get there.
But anyway, they timed it up with an off day. I'm fine with it. Go ahead.
But real quick, John, I just wanted to say something to you real fast. Girardi got him there with the lead in the ninth inning. The closer just didn't get it done.
Yeah.
That happens in baseball.
I mean, it was one out. It was one out.
So I'm going to excuse him, John, a little bit, because maybe we could have had a bigger lead going into the ninth if we had a different lineup. Like, there's so many variables. But the point is, we had the lead. The closer didn't get it done.
No,
so
that's correct. That's exactly right. Robert, give me a movie you'd like to see a sequel of.
All right. I'm going to try Hit with a Haymaker, E.T.
E.T., what's the justification?
That's a great answer.
Give me the theory, Robert.
What do you mean? It's an all-time movie.
Yeah, I know that.
And, I mean, how could you not try to follow it up because it was such a blockbuster, such a success? You think even if the second movie stunk, they still would have made money.
All right.
It is incredible that was a standalone.
It was. I mean, it obviously involves one of two things. Either we have to go visit E.T. in outer space or he has to come back.
Yeah.
I assume he comes back.
Yeah, I would assume come back.
Yeah.
Maybe make it a little less slow this time, too.
Maybe that's a good
James,
idea.
James, stop
that's
it.
That's terrible, Jimmy.
It's horrible.
That is a good idea. Like, in the here and
I'm
now,
open-minded
someone
to it.
Should take that up.
Well, only Spielberg.
Okay.
That's Spielberg's, you know, baby. All right, E.T.,
that's a really good answer.
It's intriguing. I'll say this. It is intriguing. 215-592-9494. What is not intriguing is having Doc Rivers back as the 76ers head coach. It actually drives me nuts. Daryl Morey, in his press conference that happened Friday after our show ended, addressed the matter. A couple different answers related to Doc from Daryl Morey. Let's just start with this one when he just tells you, at least definitively as of now, that Doc's back. Okay, he said yes, and then he did his whole that was an easy question, short answer routine, whatever that nonsense was. I don't know if I totally buy it because I still think there's a chance that Doc will take this Lakers job if it's offered to him and this whole thing on Friday was a ruse. But, you know, look, if Doc Rivers does not get the Lakers job, then Doc Rivers is going to be the Sixers coach, and that's aggravating. Daryl Morey talked more about why. Why would Daryl Morey want Doc Rivers to be the coach? Apparently he's, like, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Listening to the high praise Daryl Morey heaps on Doc Rivers.
He's a great coach. I love working with him. I feel like I'm learning from him. You know, he's I think Elton and I and him make a great team. And, you know, we're going to see where this journey takes us. But we feel very good about where it's going to take us. And it's going to be where we have a very good chance to win the title.
I got to tell you, John, I really wish the follow-up from a reporter after that moment was, is not! When he said he's a great coach. And then he'd be like, is too! And he'd be like, is not! No, is too!
Oh, yeah.
I mean, John, how can Daryl Morey give us the whole Doc Rivers quote, is a great coach routine?
Do you think Do you think it has something to do with the fact that the Lakers want him? Do you think that their desire to bring Doc back to L.A. makes Daryl, like, maybe, like, unconsciously believe that Doc has these chops that we have not yet seen?
I think a couple things. I think one possibility is – I think the likelihood is the Sixers actually just want him back. I'm going to start there. I think they look at it and say – Joel Embiid missed two games to start the series. We fell into an 0-2 hole. Doc obviously spun this narrative in his press conference. You know, when Joel played, and by the way, Joel was nowhere near right, hey, my team went 2-2 against the other team. Never mind that three of those four games were at home. But Doc Rivers probably is privately saying to the guys, hey, my squad went 2-2 and I had the big guy, and he wasn't even right. We went 0-2 when we didn't have him. So you're going to fire me for that? That's the argument the agent would make privately to Sixers brass. I also think there's another aspect in play, which is it is possible the Sixers prefer that Doc Rivers go coach the Lakers so that the Sixers can hire someone else. But the Sixers prefer Doc Rivers to leave first, so they're not on the hook for $24 million if they fire him. 3 years, $8 million per year. It's much more financially palatable for the Sixers ownership if Doc chooses to leave instead of the Sixers can him. So that's why I wonder, you know, maybe this story really isn't over until another week or two or three when the Lakers make their decision, whatever day that will be.
Wow.
And then you get the true story whether Doc actually is truly back or not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Then there is hope that Doc
will be out.
There is hope. I believe deep down he would rather be in L.A. And it's just a matter of time to see if that's swingable.
That's what I'm hoping
for. And then
for.
They're not on the hook for that. I think that's a good point, Joe.
That's what I'm hoping for. But, you know, I mean, I also might be grasping at straws here.
Who are you hoping for? Who are you hoping for instead of Doc?
Well, I mean, I've told you a million times. I mean, whether it's Dawn Staley or Jay Wright, I'd be thrilled with either.
Anyone is the correct answer.
Anyone. Seltzer?
The Jay Wright thing.
Yeah, anyone. Jay Wright, Dawn Staley. Wright.
Wow.
I mean, I'll take anybody.
Someone
who's not going to talk down to us and act like a jerk to us. That's
exactly.
all I'm asking for.
Well, that's a starting point, but also someone who actually prods more out of the players. I mean,
well, yeah,
obviously, Doc Rivers got less out of James Harden than anyone's ever gotten out of James Harden. He failed. Now, you can make the case if the player with a max contract just refuses to try his hardest, there's not much he can do, and there is something to be said for that. But I know this. James Harden failed, but Doc Rivers failed as well. And Doc Rivers failed in part because James Harden was permitted to fail. 215-592-9494. So we'll take your reaction on, as of now, the 76ers. I mean, let's be clear. They've made the decision to keep him. They might be holding out hope that he leaves, but they've made the decision to keep him. Fundamentally, when you have three billionaires, I know no one wants to eat $24 million, but I don't appreciate it because I'd rather get him out and get the – get the search on for the next guy or next gal right away. 215-592-9494. You can react to the demise of the 76ers season and the decision to, as of now, retain Doc Rivers. Plus, the Phils. We'll get into the Eagles up ahead as well because the schedule came out. We barely talked about it last week. We'll get into that. We'll have some fun there as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, go yard all summer long with $5 Dinger Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. This season, all customers will get $5 for every home run hit by both teams when you place a $25 to hit a home run wager on Tuesdays on Tuesday MLB games. And the best part about Dinger Tuesdays is even if your bet loses, FanDuel will pay you $5 for every home run hit. See, that's the amazing thing, well, amongst others, one of the amazing things about FanDuel Sportsbook. When you sign up using promo code HAMMER and you bet Dinger Tuesdays, even if your bet loses, FanDuel will pay you $5 for every home run hit, a spectacular opportunity exclusively with FanDuel Sportsbook. So what are you waiting for? Pick your home run hitter and turn big swings into big wins. No better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Head over to FanDuel, head over to your account, or download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to sign up, and make sure you do so using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. Obviously, all sorts of baseball games, so many players, so many ways to get in. Get in with promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.